favor. Flag. What do you do to the flag?
United States of America. Republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For the presentation.
One corner.
I was gonna switch that over.
If anyone would like to speak at the presentation, after the presentation, please sign up on the sheet. That's up by the front door.
Hi, John. Morning, hi, Bill. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Do we wanna move this over?
Hi, who are you?
Lou.
Come on.
So bad.
I'm good.
Hey, Jericho.
You survived a little longer.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome everybody to the annual presentation of the proposed budget in the Village of Nassau 2019-20. The presentation will start with sort of a summary of the highlights from the budget. We'll talk about how the budget was prepared. We'll look at the ramifications for your taxes. The tax levy, and then we'll move on into the individual funds, the general fund and the water fund, and we'll talk about those. So, highlights. This budget is a little bit different than budgets we've had recently in that we will be making significant investment of funds for infrastructure repair as well as upgrades. These will be road repairs, repairs to the catch basins, as well as drainage upgrades. We'll be looking to repair and build sidewalks on Chatham, John, Fairgrounds, and perhaps other streets, depending on how far our funds will go. We'll be doing, while we have the roads open, where we're able, we'll be making water main upgrades. And we'll also be doing some work at the pump house that will make more efficient the monitoring and control of the pumps. And we'll also be doing streetlight upgrades to more highly efficient LEDs. In addition, we'll be implementing the recommendations from the comptroller's audit of the village finances last year. Most importantly, we'll be using the large unexpended fund balance we have to fund some of those significant projects as well as a realistic budget. We'll also continue working through our master plan implementation. We'll be focusing on increased code enforcement, protecting the village water supply, implementing our new water source protection plan, and we'll be continue to focus on Main Street revitalization. So, those are the things that highlights we'll have for the budget. In terms of preparation, for the last 6 to 8 weeks, the board members have been developing the budget. We had two budget workshops in March. Tonight we're doing the budget hearing, and later tonight we will be voting on the budget. This is the budget summary for the year ending May 31st, 2020. In the general fund, the A fund, we have appropriations of $875,480. We're estimating our revenue at $356,530,000, and we'll be expending from our fund balance $186,950. That leaves the amount to be raised by tax, the tax levy, at $332,000. In the water fund, the appropriations are $347,835. We estimate revenue at $241,575. That comes from your water bills twice a year. And the unexpended balance will be drawing $106,260 from the fund balance. In terms of the tax rate calculations, so the current assessed valuation of all the properties in the village, now we changed the way we assess. We now use the towns of Nassau and Skodak to set those rolls. Right now, those valuations, while equalized, are $61,711,766. Again, the tax levy at $332,000, that works out to a tax rate per $1,000 of valuation of $5.38. In previous years, we've compared that to last year's. Well, since the base of the taxes has changed, there's really no comparison to make. So this is where we're starting. And next year, when we do the same budget, we'll have something to compare to. But that's where we are. That rate is the same no matter whether you're living on the Skodak side of the village or the Nassau side of the village. Everybody gets the same rate. And this next slide will show how we arrived at that. So if you look up here, there's properties in the town of Nassau, in the village of Nassau, have an assessment of $43 million. Now the equalization rate in the town is 78%. So when you apply that to get an equalized tax value, so that what it does is it equalizes the differences in the assessments between the two towns. So what you have to do is you have to basically factor this equalization rate in to get to your $55 million. The town of Skodak, the village properties in the town of Skodak are assessed at $5,744,000. Their equalization rate is much higher, 0.98. So when you apply that, you get the equalization rate of $5,861,000. The combined value of those two is where we get the $61 million. So that's for all the village properties, both in the town of Nassau and town of Skodak. So the share, so of the $61 million, 90% of it is in the town of Nassau and 9.5% is in the town of Skodak. That's how we determine how much taxes are raised from the different parts of the village. So since 90% of the taxable value in the village is in the town of Nassau, we will raise $300,460 from those. 9.5% is in the town of Skodak, so we'll be raising $31,540 from those properties. And you can see this proves out the rate of taxation per $1,000 of property value. You do this division, you come up with $5.38 for each. So that's how the way we're assessing now works. It's different than before when we had our own assessment and everyone used the same system. Now we have two municipalities who are doing those, and we have to then use that equalization rate in order to make them all equal. In terms of historical tax levy information, so this is a proposed tax levy, $332,000. What I did was I went back 20 years or so, or 20 years, and calculated in today's dollars what the tax levies would be in those other years. So when you do that, you can see that over time, we are collecting less tax, and I think we're doing more with those dollars. Now, of course, we've cut budgets and made certain decisions, different priorities, so some of that is explained here, but a lot of it is we're just being more efficient. And so you're given the value of the dollar, you're paying less taxes. So we'll move on to the general fund. You'll see here, these are trends. We work from left to right. The right-hand side is the budget we're proposing. The right-hand side is the previous 4 years in these different categories. This is the revenue side. So these different categories of revenue the real property taxes are the taxes you pay, plus for folks who are late on their taxes, we estimate the interest that they'd have to pay on those, and we come up with a figure. Non-property taxes, that's the sales tax that we get distributed from the county, as well as the franchise fees that we get from, sales tax from the county. The Departmental Revenue, we have, much of this is the refuse bill value of fees that you pay every year, as well as some other funds. State Funding and Aid, that's the AIM, which is the aid to municipalities from the state, and we get so much based on how many people are living in the village, and the CHIPS money that's used to repair the roads and sidewalks. And miscellaneous is small values. You can see that we're estimating this year $688,530 for our revenues, which is up a little bit from the past years. In terms of where the proportion of revenue is coming, so this chart shows for each of the categories what proportion of revenues are derived of the total. So, about half of the revenues come from taxes that we pay, and the rest of it comes from sales tax that the county distributes to us from our refuse fees, as well as some state funding and aid. And you can see that really those percentages don't change too much over time. We're getting a little bit more in state aid than we have in the recent years. In terms of expenditures, you have a detailed list of all these lines, but we categorize them into different parts. Legislative and executive are the board members and our attorney. Administrative and finance is the treasurer and the clerk and those sorts of charges. Central and shared services, these are things that pay for, that are shared across different departments. So a lot of the heat that we use to heat the buildings is incorporated into this. The maintenance of the building, things like that. Public Works, those are the highway department fees and snow plowing things. Public Safety is the police department and animal control. Planning and zoning are the planning and zoning boards, as well as the code enforcement officer and building inspector. Judicial is for the justice court, includes the salaries for the judge and clerk and court officer. Other services include things like the youth committee, the beautification committee, and those sorts of things. And employee benefits include not only the health insurance that we offer, but also things like the state retirement funds that we have to pay into. And in debt service, we don't currently have any debt on the A fund. So those are the different categories. You can see, as I mentioned, in the highlights, we have a significant, almost half of the budget on the general fund is in public works. So this, the road repairs and the sidewalks that we had talked, that I mentioned before, it's $130,000 up from last year. Most of the other categories are very similar than they were in the past. So the total here, when you add all of these up, you get $875,480. And while we're spending a lot, I was reminded to say, we are spending a lot more than we have, or at least we have budgeted and spent a lot more than we have in the past. It's for things that we've, when we talk to residents, that's that's what they want us to spend money on things like the road repairs, catch basins, the things that, you know, really make a difference in your everyday life here in the village. In terms of the expenditures, so we this is that same kind of chart where we're looking at of the proportion of the whole budget, what the different categories, what do they make up? And you'll notice the pattern here is that public works typically is a large part of the budget, the largest part of the budget. This year, it's almost half of the budget will be towards those public work projects, as well as just the running of the highway department, things like that. All the others are a little bit lower than they have been in the past because of that heavy investment in public works this year. And the same thing here, you can see that they're a little bit lower, except in planning and zoning, which is, while it's not a large part of the budget in general, is larger than it has been in the past, right, this year. So, as I mentioned, the initiatives this year for the general fund are making significant investments for infrastructure repair and upgrade projects. Well, there's a little bit more work to finish on this building, as well as upgrades to the heating system in this building. We will be, again, given the recommendations of the audit, we will be appropriating funds in our unrestricted fund balance so that we can do those projects. And we will continue master plan implementation for increased code enforcement efforts, protecting our water, Main Street Revitalization Grant. We'll be resubmitting that grant this year. And there is a small cost of living increase for most village employees. You can see that in the details of the budget. For the water fund, most of the revenue comes from your water bills. We factor in some additional revenues from penalties that people pay when they are late on their bills. The revenue is a little bit lower than we've had in the past, just given our experiences. What we noticed throughout the year in the past is that sometimes people don't tell us when they've changed the number of people living in their homes. So, you know, we might be billing them for 5 people living in their house when their kids already moved away and there's really only 2 people left. So our revenues are down as a result as we get it right. In terms of the expenditures, we have categories that are similar in the A fund. So this is again for water fund. So we have administration, that's the duties of the treasurer and the clerk that have to do with the water fund. So that's when you're getting your bills, printing of the bills, collecting of those fees. Operations, that's the work that the public works, the highway department, public works department do throughout the year, as well as it incorporates the infrastructure upgrades that we're going to do this year. So you can see that this year, $222,000, is significantly higher than in the past several years. Benefits are just the share of those other things I talked about in the A fund that cover folks in the for the water work. Contingency is a small fund that we have in case of emergency. That's pretty much been the same. And then the debt service is the pays for the bond and interest payment that we pay every year through 2025. This year, payment is $80,670. The total that we're proposing to spend is $347,835, which is again up from previous years, mainly due to the upgrades that we have planned for the pump house as well as the water mains while we have the roads open to do those upgrades. As a proportion, again, this is that graph that shows you where proportionally these different categories fall. Two-thirds of the budget is the water fund is spent on running the water system, which you would expect. that's up again, given the investment in the infrastructure upgrades. We have pump house communications and flow monitoring upgrade updates that we're going to do. We're going to take advantage of the sidewalk and road repair projects to do that upgrade to the water main, the water infrastructure. We're going to continue to refine our formal water main maintenance and upgrade plan. And we're going to continue to implement the water source protection plan that we passed last year. That's especially given the newest news about even closer contamination than we realized. We're going to keep that in mind. Thankfully, our wells were cleared in that case, but okay. So that's where we are. I appreciate your attention, and now we can go on to comments. Thank you.
The bulb's got to cool off. Okay, Bill. You're up.
I'm up. Okay. Last year, Bob pointed out that that particular budget period that ended last May had a surplus of $142,000. And I raised the question of what we were going to do with it. Obviously, we overtaxed our people here. And the question is, what happened to the $142,000? How did we use it?
Most of it was appropriated into the capital funds for future purchases and set-asides.
Just which capital fund?
I don't remember offhand. We did it at the May meeting. I mean, they were all announced, they were discussed, and they were appropriated at the end of the year meeting.
Okay, so rather than use $142,000 to reduce taxes for the coming year, you put it into some capital fund.
Well, we used $100,000 of it to reduce taxes, and we moved $42,000 into capital funds. If it was $142,000, like you say, because I know we did use $100,000 to reduce the tax burden for this year.
Okay. The rate last year was $4.99 per thousand. The rate this year was $5.38.
But there was a difference in assessed value. Last year, assessed value was $65 million. This year, it's $61 million, so the rate would naturally be higher.
Okay, that was a question. Thank you for answering that. Okay. As a result of the audit, they recommended that within 90 days that a letter should be written to the comptroller outlining what they will do with the excess money, the capital funds, especially how are we going to spend it? Do we have that letter on file now that I can look at?
I sent the letter to the controller as requested. I don't believe that they requested any information about the capital funds because those are appropriated for specific things. So they already knew how that money was going to be spent. They were talking about the monies that were the unallocated fund balance in the water fund and in the general fund, the A fund, which we told them that we would be doing some upgrades and they suggested doing one-shot jobs revenue jobs for those types of expenditures to bring that down.
But there was not a specific letter written to the comptroller within that period of time?
Yeah, I wrote the letter.
No, no. In your letter, you said that you would address that 91-day time period to outline how you're going to spend the
in generalities, not specifically.
What's that?
It was in generalities. They didn't ask for specific, tell us how you're going to spend the money. They asked us how we anticipated reducing the fund balance, and we told them that we were going, they suggested that we do one-shot revenue expenditures, and then we told them that we were going to look at projects that we would be able to do utilizing the one-shot deal, like these sidewalks and upgrades that we're doing.
Okay, well, in your letter, you indicated that you would write a letter, subsequent letter to the one you wrote to the controller thanking them for the audit.
And I did.
That was my question.
Yeah, I did. I did write the letter.
I haven't seen that letter. I just wanted to know whether I could see a copy of it.
I don't know. We probably have one on file somewhere. I mean, I wrote that a while ago. That was more than a year ago now.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Okay. What disturbs me about this whole thing is that we're sitting on several hundred thousand dollars in capital funds broken down between cash accounts and equity accounts. That was supplied last year at the end of the budget season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a copy with it now, but it was several hundred thousand dollars. Why can't we use that to pay for some of these projects that we're using the unexpended balances for now?
We're going to use some of them. Some of them, the ones that were appropriated for specific things, like we're going to use some of the street money that's in this, that'll be in the street capital fund to do some of these street projects, along with the unexpended fund balance, and along with the extra appropriation that we made to the budget. And we're going to do some of the water main upgrades with some of the water main money that's in the capital funds and some of the water main money to spend down the unexpended balance.
The work we did on the building here, how was that paid for? Was that out of the building fund, capital fund, or out of the unexpended?
We're going to take some money out of the capital fund when we do the final payment. Right now, we've made one payment on the building so far.
And how much was that?
$40,000.
Okay.
Sorry.
So you've got another couple of hundred thousand sitting in a building fund to take care of.
No, there's not that much money in there.
Well, it was last year.
The building fund has, I think, it's like $100,000 in it, I think.
Well,
I'm not sure offhand, but it's like $100,000.
That's not what it showed last year. But anyway, I don't want to take up any more time. I really feel we should be using the capital funds now rather than the unexpended, you know, out of the general fund. Okay? That's my point. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else have anything? Okay, so it is 7:30, so motion by Randy to close the public hearing. Get a second?
Second.
Second by Charlie. Any questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried.